The ant is viewed with an air of excellence in the Bible. The ant has a regal and noble quality. The book of Proverbs returns to the example of the ant over and over. Proverbs 6 says this, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, and yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food in the harvest." The ant does not need a shouting commander. It does not need the goading of an overseer. And it does not need the berating reprimands of a ruler. Ants don't have a boss lording it over them with a small whip and a small little bullhorn. No one is demanding that the ant work harder and faster. The ant has, as part of its constitution and DNA, an ethic of diligence. Ants take the shortest path possible, and they certainly don't dilly-dally. Are you a self-starter? Are you someone who has the ability to crank up the engine and get things done without the fear of being fired or retribution from a supervisor? Diligence, as previously stated, is doing what no one else is willing to do when no one else is willing to do it. Diligence puts in persistent effort when no one is demanding work from you. Diligence is, it has a consistent drive, though there is no shouting sergeant. The diligent are devoted to an outcome in the absence of an overseer. And I want to ask again, are you a self-starter? Now I got to ask, what is the opposite of diligence? Inactivity, sloth, laziness, insolence, lethargy, idleness, neglect, and inattention. If diligence is drive, the opposite would be neutral or possibly park. The diligent come home tired, and Solomon states that they're going to sleep well, but the inactivity of the sluggard will be their demise. Now, there are three distinct phases when accomplishing a big project: the launch phase, the stall phase, and the landing phase. Now, each project has a launch phase. The idea is fresh and the excitement is high. The goal, though lofty, it feels inspirational, even aspirational. The energy of this new project seems palpable. There is beauty in the launch phase, and you, my friend, are just so motivated. However, no project launches directly into the landing phase. There is a harsh reality called the stall phase. Now, as the name suggests, the stall phase is where dreams go to die. Though the gas tanks were initially full, they're now on fumes. The initial energy and excitement of a project is short-lived. And the reality is the grind kicks in. Any meaningful project will require a sustained amount of effort. And without that sustained effort, things are going to stall out, often die by the roadside. Here's a reality. No amount of planning can fully estimate the grit required to move through the stall phase and push a project forward. Once this reality sinks in, the project naturally stalls. Can you hear the internal choruses bemoaning, "This isn't fun anymore"? Now remember, diligence is doing what no one else is willing to do when no one else is willing to do it. Diligence is not a requirement in the launch phase. The sheer excitement of something new doesn't need grit or diligence. It's like simply smooth sailing in the launch phase. And yet a steel forehead is needed to push forward in the stall phase. Now, I want to take a quick, brief detour. In our next lesson in this course, it's about the focus of the badger. It is a lack of diligence that leads to being unfocused. Fickle and weak leaders get bored during the stall phase, and this boredom leads to launching a new project. Undisciplined leaders, they need the constant buzz of a new launch, and they abandon the current labor for a new idea. Thus, the graveyard of yesterday's projects stacks higher with dead bones. disciplined leaders lack the intestinal fortitude to carry the current idea through the stall phase to the landing phase. Now, though we're going to cover this in our next lesson, I can't overemphasize the foolishness of abandoning a current project just because you're bored and need excitement. Use restraint. Develop diligence. Be the ant and see your current project through the stall phase. Okay, we've launched. We've pushed through the stall phase, and now it's time to talk about the landing phase. You may think after the stagnant stall phase that everything ahead is smooth sailing, and sadly, that's just not the case. In some ways, finishing a project is the hardest phase of all. In my experience, I often underestimate how close I am to the finish line. I often prematurely pat myself on the back and boldly announce, "I'm almost done." Well, the landing phase is filled with tedious tasks and finalizing minutiae. A project may cross the finish line, but it may be only partially complete. Many a builder moves into his new home, and yet the trim around the doors and the windows remain unfinished for the next decade. The danger of the landing phase is not a project's usability, but the lack of excellence. As we near the end of a project, excitement begins to build. However, that final push requires a new level of diligence to finish well. Sure, we're exhausted, and yet we have but one or two stringent hills still to climb. Projects are good or great, depending on how we execute during the landing phase. The ant would execute the landing phase with the same gusto as the launch. The ant does not need a bullwhip to keep working. Let's take a strong dose of wisdom from the diligence of the ant.